Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 5th of December. I had to do a double take what day and time it was, as always. Hope you're all well. Right. Just a short one this morning. I've got one footy bet over 1.5 goals in Serie A. Forgotten who's at home. It's Verona, Venezia, or Venezia, Verona. One of those two. It's those two. Those two either way round. Absolute shambles, honestly. Venezia Verona over 1.5 goals kicks off at 2 o'clock. Venezia Verona over 1.5 goals. But you're all tuning in for the advent. That's what you all want to know. We are up to £25 for today. It's rising. The more people start getting interested now. And we have a yesterday's winner. The answer to who did Nick Faldo partner and famously blank, it was David Guildford, G-I-L-F-O-R-D. And interestingly enough, Kevin Kelly never fails to make an idiot of himself. He invented a golfer, David Gifford. And a few of you followed him in then. A few of you obviously saw that answer. I can't believe everybody made a typo. I'm telling you now, if you're going to follow one person, it wouldn't be him. So we invented David Gifford, which then came in as a few answers. But the correct answer is David Guildford. And the winner, he's going to know who he is from this next line. The winner managed to meet me for drinks once and throw a pint of Coke all over me. First thing he did, sat down, tipped a pint of Coke over me. It is Nicholas Drury. Well done, Nick. So you... £20, I'll use the money for the dry cleaning bill. I still don't think I've got those jeans dry cleaned. But you have won a £20 free bet. Chase the Dream put his money straight in. He was within 2 minutes straight in on Hibs versus Motherwell, backed Hibs. They haven't won for about 8 games, have they, Hibs? And they didn't win yesterday. They lost in minus 15. A mate of mine, one of the racing guys, there's a big... one of those last man standing comps, and they use the Premier League, and is because you can only pick each team once. The prize fund is up to £8,000, and he had Southampton, and he would have won it. And Southampton are Brighton got a 98 minute equaliser, absolutely sick. He rang me with about 15 minutes to go, and said, I need Southampton to hold on. I was absolutely sick for him. So 98 minutes Mopay. Awful goal to concede as well, wasn't it? And then Hasenhüttl's come out and said the keeper was injured and didn't tell him. They do. I said it, didn't I? They said it on Friday's pod. They just love not holding a lead, Southampton. I'm sure some people, the psychos of this world, were probably laying the arse out of them. But there you go. So, and yep, chase the dream. Hibs, son, you need to find another team. Down the old watch today, 2 o'clock. Brazil are playing. Right, so Nick Drury, you've won £20. Let me know the bet. You've got 7 days to let me know, and that will go on. And I will say that Chase the Dream, very nice. He said he wasn't going to keep the money. He was actually going to give it to Ari, which was very nice of him. I'm not saying that everybody should do that. I'm just saying very nice. Just wanted to acknowledge that point. You can do whatever you like. It's your winnings. You can give it to charity, spend it, enjoy yourself, have a betting bank. But that was appreciated. Thank you. Right, where are we? Today's question. Today's question is, and we are on day 5, £25 free bet up for grabs. Which UK city was once known as Duro Le Ponte, which UK city was once known as Duro Le Ponte? And that's it. Yeah, that's today's question. You've got Verona, Venezia. Nick Drury's the winner. Spurs are going to score 12, 13 goals. Kane hat-trick, Son hat-trick. Old Benjamin trying to lure me into watching Villa Leicester, trying to lure me in. Busy, son, I'm afraid. Too busy for all that nonsense. But... let's see what happens there. Let's say, I mean, listening to you should be a walkover. Let's see what happens. Have a lovely day, everybody. Enjoy your Sunday. NFL tonight, of course. I put a few bets up yesterday as the 49ers march to the Super Bowl. Enjoy your Sunday, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.